Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. Lilui Nishmas Elio Chaim Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Lilui Nishmas Isha Gittel Bas Harav Eliezer Monoyach. There are two very critical ingredients that one needs to achieve and maintain even a modicum of bitochin, any level of bitochin. And one of the Balei Musa writes that they're really summarized in the two critical words that we say on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and on Tainesim, Ovinu Malkeinu. Ovinu refers to our relationship with Hashem as our Father. A father loves his children. It's a loving relationship. Love knows no limits except the limit of power. My love may be intense, but I may be incapable of performing the services or the chasodim that I would love to perform for you. Malkeinu refers to our king. A king is all-powerful in his domain, under his dominion. He's all-powerful. He's number one. He can do whatever he wants. But he may not be loving. So we have Ovinu Malkeinu. He's our father who has that intense love and therefore wants to grant us everything. He's Malkeinu, our king, the one who is totally capable of doing everything and anything that he wants to do. And since his love is the love of a father who wants to do so much, and his power is the power of the Melech who is capable of doing anything, that becomes a winning combination to be able to inspire and maintain our bitochen. We spoke a little bit last time about Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. I'd like to take that concept one step further. What is the greatest expression of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael? Well, it would seem that the greatest expression of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is giving us the Torah. Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, lachlutin, permanently, totally, relinquishing control over the psak halacha, over the halachic decisions. Because we know, if the Bezdin will decide a halacha, and a baskoil will come from heaven and say, this is a voice from heaven speaking from Hashem, and this is the halacha, you made a mistake, the Beis Din will invoke the posuk of Loi b'shamayim hi, the Torah is no longer in heaven. From that we derive Ein mashgichem bebaskoil, we don't pay attention to a baskoil, and the Beis Din has the authority to act according to its decision in halacha, despite the fact that the baskol tells us that that's not appropriate, that's not proper, that's not the proper halacha. The famous medrash that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on Erev Rosh Hashanah to his Pamalei Shalmailo, and he says that take out the books. Tomorrow I'm judging my world. Tomorrow comes and he says, sorry, the Beis Din that sits in the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdosh did not accept the Eidos HaChodesh, the witnesses, to say that yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, or last night, and therefore today is not Rosh Hashanah. I cannot judge my world. We'll have to wait until tomorrow. The Creator wishes to judge his world on what he knows to be Rosh Hashanah. But he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's only the Beis Din that can accept the Eidus and decide that today is Rosh Hashanah. And he has to come in and tell his heavenly court to wait a day, because today is not the day that was declared Rosh Hashanah by the Beis Din, who controls the Torah, even though I, the Creator, was of the opinion, so to speak, that it should be. And this gift, not just of knowing the purposeful creation, not just of knowing what we should do to live the good life, to achieve the highest level of perfection, to be able to be zeichet to the greatest schar, infinite schar in this world and in the eternal world beyond. But this Torah was given to us as with full authority to decide its halachos. Hashem can't even send a Novi to tell us to change it, because the parsha of Novi Sheker says that such a Novi, even if he did miracles and proved himself to be a Novi, the miracles were only tests, and such a Novi Sheker is put to death, because the Torah cannot be changed. It was given to Klal Yisrael as it is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, so to speak, rescinded his authority over it. Now, he can certainly guide us, and he could accomplish what he wants to accomplish, but the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And that's really what we say every day in Avo Rabba, Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu. You showed us this great amount, this abundant love. What did you do? Vavur Avoseinu Shebotchu V'cho Vatelamdeim Chukei Chayim. You taught them the Torah. You gave them the Torah. And that seems to be the unique, great expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. But it seems that the implementation of that Kabbalah HaTorah that we ask for later in the Avo Rabba has the power to bring us to ever higher levels of bitochon. Because we say, V'ho'er einenu b'serosecho, not just teach us the Torah, enlighten our eyes in the Torah, which sounds like a very high level of understanding the Torah. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvaseicha, and have our hearts cling to your mitzvahs. It's a dveikus, it's a connection, it's a closeness and a passion for the mitzvahs that's way beyond just performing the actions. V'yached levoveinu le'avo le'iro es shemecho, and unite our hearts, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, both parts, to love and to fear your name. In the highest level of Avedas Hashem, where the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara are united together, everyone on board, just to serve Hashem on the highest level of commitment. V'lo yinevo ish lo'ilam vo'ed. And the Avot Rom says, what we shouldn't be embarrassed forevermore, says that's based on the Posuk Elokai B'chobotachti Aleivoisho. David HaMelech says, I trusted in you, Hashem, don't let me be embarrassed. It seems that the end result of these infinitely high, or these very, very high levels of the depth of understanding the Torah, the passionate clinging to the mitzvahs, and the unification of the heart, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, all to serve Hashem in Ahava and Yira, that begets a matzav of bitochon. Because in order to, when I achieve that, those achievements, we ask Hashem, help us, help me to reach that level of Torah, that reach that level of commitment to mitzvahs, that reach that level of my heart, the totality of my being, uniting to serve you. That's an expression of Hashem's love. The achievement of those levels, we request from Hashem that He help us, because we need Siyata Deshmaya to achieve it. And the gift that He gives us of helping us with those levels is a tremendous expression of His love. And therefore, we have now, through this, we've achieved bitochon, and we ask we shouldn't be embarrassed because of our bitochon. And our bitochon goes so far as to say, like the next line says, "Give Hashem kodshecho b'tochnu," because we trusted in your name, "Nogilo v'nismecho b'shuasecho," we should be able to rejoice. Please allow us, so we will rejoice in your salvation, in the Yeshua that you will bring us. So it seems that the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael and the Torah achievements of Klal Yisrael in Bo'er Einenu B'Serosecho, in V'Dabik Libenu B'Mitzvaysecho, V'Yachil Vovenu Li'Avli Yerushemecho, those are the greatest expressions of Hashem's love. And when His love is so expressive to us, when we feel that love, then that allows us to rise to the highest levels of Bitochon. Because if, in fact, you help me to the depth of understanding the Torah. You give me that gift. And if, in fact, you give me the gift or you help me to achieve that dveikus, that passionate connection to your mitzvahs, and if, in fact, you allow my Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara to unite together in the service of Hashem, la'avu li'yiro Hashemecho, then that love that you have showered upon me, that inspires me to say, hey, I have to put my trust in Hashem. How can I not trust Him? Look how He loves me. Look what He's gifted me with. Not enough that He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He privileges me with the depth of understanding of His Torah and the passionate connection to the mitzvahs and the ultimate unification of my entire heart and being to serve Hashem. And He says, that will bring me, that makes it almost easy when I see the extent of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael in how not only He gives the Torah, but He helps us to grow in that Torah, then that expression of love becomes so powerful that how can I not trust Him? How can I not trust one whose love is so intense? How can I not trust one who, besides giving us the Torah, has blessed us with all of the hatzlocha and the success in the study and in the pursuit of the Torah and the fulfillment of its mitzvahs and its ways? Ah, He loves me like that. Now, of course, I can put my trust in Him, and that trust goes so far that we say, Ki v'shem kodshich ha'agodil v'ha'noiro b'tochnu, because we trusted in Your great name, Nogila v'nismacha, we will rejoice in Your Yeshua. The ultimate Yeshua will come as well, because we have achieved this midah of bitochin through the realization of how much You love us. Now, when this realization is coupled with Malkeinu, not only is this Avinu, not only is this Avinu who loves us so much that He gives us the Torah and all of the abilities to grow in it, but He's also Malkeinu. He's Koel Yochel. He's Einoid Milvadoi. There is nothing that He can't do. There is no force in the world that is equal to or can in any way limit or qualify that which He wants to do. So when we have the intense awareness of Avinu, of who He is, in fact, we even say previously in the Avraham Avinu, Ho'ov, Horachamon, Hamerachem, Rachem Aleinu. We ask in such a strong language of the love and the rachmonis that a father has to a child. And He's Malkeinu, and He is the King, and He is all-powerful. That in itself should inspire us, will inspire us, can inspire us, and will inspire us to reach ever higher levels of bitochon in Hashem.